Ham radios aren't just for truck drivers anymore. They're being used by a network of weather spotters to keep an eye out for tornadoes, and they were instrumental in identifying the tornado that touched down in Carmen yesterday. We'll talk with one of them on our radio coming up in a few minutes. Well, while forecasters in the United States rely on a comprehensive network of high-tech radar systems and weather balloons to forecast the weather and try and identify when there might be tornadoes on the way, Environment Canada is regularly criticized for its lack of resources and staff to predict tornadoes, like the one that touched down in Carmen yesterday evening. The folks in Carmen were only given 15 minutes notice before that funnel cloud touched down. As it turns out, though, one tool that Environment Canada does have is a network of weather watchers on the ground watching the sky and reporting through their amateur radios, also known as ham radios. Jeff Dovyak is the coordinator of this network called ARES, and he joins us now on the phone. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm well. So, what can you tell us about this network? How many people in Manitoba, and kind of what ground do you cover?
Okay, we have about a little over 150 trained spotters in southern Manitoba. So these spotters are people who are certified amateur radio operators that have come to one or more spotter training classes or seminars that we run once or twice a year. So we cover about 40 of the communities in southern Manitoba. Basically, we go from Ashern down to Winkler, from Russell to Pinawa, Brandon to St. Anne. So we really just have spotters in southern Manitoba. We have a big gap sort of southwest of Brandon and southeast of Steinbach.
And what's your mandate?
Well, the CANWARN program, and CANWARN stands for the Canadian Weather Amateur Radio Network, is to allow trained spotters like our CANWARN members to, when they observe severe weather, to know what to do with that observation. And so instead of just seeing a funnel cloud or a tornado on the ground, as apparently was the case late yesterday afternoon, and just telling their spouse or passenger in the car or whatever, they're able to forward that to Environment Canada so the forecast staff can act on it.
Now, I understand your staff were involved in that yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. We have members. We're all volunteers, so there's no paid staff at all in CANWARN. Earlier this afternoon, I spoke to the NEC controller, who you may consider to be the dispatcher. So he was sitting at our amateur radio station that's located downtown in the Prairie Antarctic Storm Prediction Center, and he took a radio report from one of our spotters just north of Morris, who was looking northwest and saw either the funnel cloud or the tornado touching down just east of Carmen.
And what is, for those who don't know, what's an amateur or a ham radio?
Okay, well, amateur radio has been around for a long time, since the early 1920s. Technical name is amateur radio, sort of a common long-standing nickname is ham radio. In Canada, we're certified by Industry Canada, so we have to write a Industry Canada radio examination, and then we're granted a radio operator certificate.
Okay.
So there's amateur radio all over the world. Some of the more totalitarian countries prohibit amateur radio, but even back in the days of the Iron Curtain countries, the Soviet countries, for instance, had amateur radio. So there's amateur radio almost everywhere in the world.
It's a good way for people to stay in touch quickly. Now, isn't it a little bit odd, though, that Environment Canada would rely on a group of somewhat trained folks like yourselves when the U.S. forecasters use these vast satellite networks and weather balloons, etc.?
Well, the U.S. relies on their amateur radio operators as well. The system in the U.S. is known as Skywarn, and that's a joint program between the American Radio Relay League and the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration.
Now, what are you seeing in terms of tornadoes? Are we seeing more? Is there an elevated number this year?
There may be, but, you know, we don't really keep stats on tornado reports in Manitoba as much as stats on what gets reported by amateur radio, and that's sort of analysis or roll up, if you will, I wouldn't be doing until September. What I can tell you is this time, at this point this year, we've run 7 severe weather nets, and a radio net can kind of be thought of as a conference call, but we do it on amateur radio frequencies. So we've had 7 activations so far this year. Last year, we only did 6 in total between Victoria Day and Labor Day. In 2008, we only had 8 activations. But in 2007, which was the year of the F5 tornado in Ely, we had 15 severe weather activations. So it's variable every year.
It's a big year, though, at this point.
So far, yeah, it's a busy year for us.
And if other people want to get involved, how do they do that?
Well, the first step is to get an amateur radio certificate. The Winnipeg Amateur Radio Club here in Winnipeg sponsors generally 2, sometimes 3 amateur radio courses a year. And that's done through Red River College Continuing Education Department. There's an amateur radio course starting up in September. That's, I think, running Tuesday evenings for 10 weeks and alternating Thursdays. And by the end of that course, students are prepared to write the Industry Canada exam. People are free to study on their own. There's literature available from Radio Amateurs of Canada and directly from the Industry Canada website. So someone can do a self-study and just make an arrangement to write the radio exam on their own.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Alex.
Jeff Doviak is the coordinator of a network of ham radio weather watchers called ARIES. And, of course, he wanted me to remind you as well that there, if you're worried about tornadoes and you live in a country, you can get weather radios from Environment Canada that will give you the quickest warnings possible. Well, almost as quick as we do here on CBC Radio.